This program is intended for individuals who are blind or are unable to read physical print and is brought to you by CABVI's Audio Information Services team.
I'm Anjanette Levy, and this is the latest edition of the National Enquirer. We'll start this week with a news flash. Home on the Rage. Cowboy Kevin Costner seethes as pal brands his ex. Cranky Kevin Costner's ex-wife, Christine Baumgartner, has lassoed his former friend, Josh Connor, and sources squeal she's madly in love, leaving her former Yellowstone cowboy riding a dusty trail of bitterness and wounded pride as he complains to anyone who will listen. Christine, who's 50, rubbed Kevin's nose in the dirt on a recent Calabasas shopping trip with doting Josh, age 49, and sources snip she feels she has nothing to hide from her hubby. Even though Kevin has been seeing singer Jewel for the past several months, sources spill the romance doesn't ease the pain of seeing Christine moving on with his old buddy. Kevin is very bitter and far from happy to see Christine and Josh so obviously happy and planning their lives together, dishes an insider. It pains him more than anything to know that they're living high on the hog on his dime, and every time one of those big monthly support checks goes out, it makes him sick to his stomach. He'd love to be parading around with Jewel on his arm, but she's taking things slowly and spooked by the intense level of interest surrounding their relationship. In a recent interview, Jewel, who's 49, diplomatically called him a great person, but added the public fascination is intense for sure. That's why the two have been meeting under the radar, and not as often as Kevin would like, reveals an insider. Christine and Josh are rubbing salt in the wound by bragging about their beautiful love story, spills the spy. Kevin's heard they might even get engaged, and to say it infuriates him would be an absolute understatement. Croaking Bon Jovi's final curtain call, trashes Fat Elvis. Rocker John Bon Jovi's voice has been reduced to a croak, and the harried hitmaker could be ready to say goodbye to touring, sources spill. John has worked with vocal coaches trying to preserve his voice, but the damage was already done long ago, an insider says. His ability to sing his big hits got progressively worse, and audiences were noticing he wasn't hitting the notes any longer. Bon Jovi, who's now 62, underwent throat surgery in 2022 after suffering an atrophied vocal cord, having played more than 2,700 concert dates and selling 130 million albums during his 40-year career. John Jaws, if the singing is not great, if I can't be the guy I once was, I'm done. I'm good with that. It's up to God at this point. I've done everything I can do. I want to perform 2.5 hours a night, 4 nights a week. Citing the late Elvis Presley's Porky Las Vegas era, the hardworking perfectionist adds, I know how good I can be, so if I can't be that guy, put it this way, I don't ever need to be that Fat Elvis. Although a rep for the Living on a Prayer singer says he's working the vocal rehab processes and will tour when he's ready, sources blab John has come to terms with the curtain potentially coming down on his live shows. He can still work in the recording studios, the insider reasons. Any vocal shortcomings can be fixed up there, but he's not about to go on stage and lip sync. It's a sad end to a brilliant career. Vain Rock is a girly man. Macho movie hunk Dwayne The Rock Johnson is a secret dandy who's obsessed with manscaping, moisturizers, and massages, sources say. He spends hours a day just on grooming, and insider marvels. The actor, who's 52, recently pumped up fans by racing back to the wrestling ring, but the tipster tattles, Johnson is really a theater nerd trapped in the body of a barbarian. According to the insider, The Rock is desperate to maintain his appearance with plenty of plucking and pampering and improve his screen skills to grapple with his Tinseltown competition. The mole gabs, Dwayne is eager to conquer comedies and dramas and is reuniting with his Jungle Cruise co-star Emily Blunt for The Smashing Machine, which he considers an Oscar bait project. The spy squeals, he's hoping people will finally appreciate him as a pure and real actor, and not just an action movie badass. Top Gun Tom's mug is melting. Aging Tom Cruise's obsession with plastic surgery has left him looking haggard, and sources say he's desperate for more nip and tucks to shore up his falling face. Tom's had all these surgeries and other beauty rituals that have taken a toll on his looks to the point where his face is collapsing and sagging in weird places, snitches a spy. People are begging him to stop trying to look younger and telling him to accept it and age gracefully, but that's not his style. The 61-year-old screen super spy's deflated face was on full display in London during a recent shoot for Mission Impossible 8. A couple of years ago, he was so puffy that people were comparing him to a chipmunk, tattles a tipster. But now it's the opposite. All the extra volume is gone, so his skin is drooping, and unfortunately, it just doesn't look like normal aging. It looks really unnatural. As the National Enquirer previously reported, sources claim the Top Gun star has undergone multiple procedures, including a 2019 facelift, to preserve his boyish good looks. Tom may never admit it, but the truth is written all over his face, Huff's a snitch. He's convinced that with the right procedure, he can turn back the clock again. He's researching the latest rejuvenation techniques and putting a lot of hope on things like stem cells and lasers. But the fear is he could wind up permanently scarred. He always seems to go overboard and ends up looking pillow-faced. He doesn't look like himself anymore. Soccer stud David kicks ex-pal Mark. Goes after Wahlberg over $11 million bad deal. A bitter feud has erupted between former pals and neighbors David Beckham and Mark Wahlberg. David has kicked the Transformers star below the belt with a multi-million dollar lawsuit that splinters their partnership in the F45 training fitness company. Beckham, who's 49, and Wahlberg, who's 52, first bonded when the English soccer legend moved to America to play for the LA Galaxy in 2007. Beckham even bunked in Marky Mark's Beverly Hills neighborhood and later agreed to act as global ambassador for the company partly owned by his BFF. But the relationship soured after Beckham alleged that he lost over $11 million when the stock shares he was promised were withheld until the price plummeted. Beckham originally filed suit for more than $20 million in 2022 in cahoots with another sports legend, golfing great Greg Norman, but a judge ordered the pair to file again in separate suits. Wahlberg and his co-defendants, the fitness franchise's founder Adam Gilchrist and Rob Deutsch, claim the allegations of fraudulent conduct are baseless and have asked a judge to dismiss the suit. David and Mark and their wives were once as thick as thieves, spills a source, but now David is actually calling Mark a thief. Tom and Beckham's Forgive and Forget. Top Gun hunk Tom Cruise is back on good terms with the Beckhams after a deep freeze that left him resentful, and sources reveal he's going all out to ensure he's never cast aside again. The Hollywood superstar was thrilled to get an invite to Victoria Beckham's star-studded 50th birthday bash April 20th in London. Over a decade after he famously fell out with Posh and soccer star hubby David, says a mole who reveals he'd pretty much given up hope that they'd be friends ever again. But Tom stole the show at Posh's party, where he reportedly did splits on the dance floor while Victoria's longtime friend Eva Longoria and the reunited Spice Girls cheered him on. Tom grabbed the olive branch with both hands, spills a spy. Now he plans on building things back up and sees it as a passport into Posh and Beck's UK cool club. As National Enquirer readers know, Tom, who's 61, and David, age 49, were inseparable when the sports stud and his fashion designer wife first moved to Los Angeles in 2007 after signing with the Galaxy soccer team. But our mole says the Beckhams soon ran screaming from the Scientology poster boy and his pressure tactics to get them to join his religion. He came on way too strong and wouldn't take no for an answer, squeals the source. They essentially ghosted him, and Tom was very bitter. Sources say things remained frosty even after Tom moved to the UK in 2020, but now all is forgiven. Lionel and Luke put up their dukes. Idol frenemies scramble to fill Katie's corner. There's no harmony on the American Idol set as Lionel Richie and Luke Bryan clash over who should replace exiting judge Katy Perry on ABC's hit singing competition, Insider's Tattle. It's turning into a real clawfest now that Katie's leaving, a snitch tells the National Enquirer. The I Kissed a Girl singer recently announced her departure from the show so she can return to her day job making music. Since then, Luke, who's 47, and Lionel, who's 74, have been feuding over who should fill her seat. This has been a very stressful time for Luke and Lionel because they've been left in the dark about so much. There was even talk producers were going to start fresh with a whole new lineup and give them the boot, tattles the tipster. That hasn't happened, so now the next worry is, who will join the show? Luke's complaining that they might try to insert one of his favorites and hijack the show, the mole says. Luke thinks the decision isn't up to them, it's the bosses who should decide, and he's irritated that Lionel's being so pushy behind the scenes. The all-night-long singer openly admits he wants a friendly face to join them at the judges' table. I do have my eye on at least two, Richie has said. According to our mole, Lionel is constantly putting his two cents in to sway producers and saying they should get someone like Diana Ross, Kenny Chesney, or Tim McCraw if they agree to do it. All of them have collaborated with Lionel over the years, and Luke thinks even if they agreed, it would put Lionel at an unfair advantage over him. But producers are actually said to be welcoming the nonstop squabbling. The bosses don't seem to mind it, dishes the source. Their tensions help the competition on the show. American Tales. Bomb-sniffing Bowser bows out. TSA dog takes retirement after getting in his licks. Bomb-sniffing dog Messi had a ball during his last day on the job in Washington, D.C., when fellow Transportation Security Administration staffers gave the good boy a very special send-off. After one last morning of hunting for traces of explosives at Reagan National Airport, the lovable Labrador was brought to a large room where he easily located a concealed training device. That's when TSA workers showered the 8-year-old canine with tennis balls, causing the bounding hound to howl with delight. Afterward, the pooch's Do Not Pet patch was removed, signifying the end of his tenure as a working stiff. A TSA rep dishes, there was no shortage of guests who were eager to pet the newly retired dog. The celebrated mutt also received a festive party hat and feasted on an animal-friendly cupcake. Messi spent years as a passenger screening pup and was even featured in the agency's calendar last year. Feds say the dutiful dog was clearly a natural for the position because he enjoys watching airplanes. Though the critter's career has come to a close, his relationship with his handler will continue. Messi is being adopted by his longtime buddy, who officials identified as Peter. As for Peter, he'll also be switching gears to train future four-footed agents for the TSA, which currently employs about 1,000 canine teams. The ex-handler may still be punching a clock, but officials say Messi is set for a life of lounging on the sofa and no longer has to wait to play with his favorite ball. Now, switching gears just a little bit, we're on to the Jenners, Chris's crazy vodka diet. Health fears as Momager drinks all her calories. Kardashian Momager, Kris Jenner, is starving herself skinny, but the shrinking reality vixen won't stop belting back copious cocktails, snitch sources who fear for the scraggly senior's health. Kris has slimmed down drastically in insider dishes. She skips meals all the time, but one thing she hasn't cut back on is booze. She never goes a day without a few stiff drinks. She loves to joke about having an iron liver. There's no way this is good for her. According to the tipster, 68-year-old Kris is swilling the sauce on an empty stomach and dieting like crazy, making folks worry she's wreaking havoc on her aging body. She claims she feels fine, but it's got to be taking a huge toll on her, the spy huffs. She looks dehydrated all the time, and she's got terrible mood swings. Candid Kris has admitted she's used vodka to deal with the pressures of raising and mentoring her six famous kids. Just last year, the tittering tippler talked to daughter Kim Kardashian about the stress of parenthood and clucked, "Why do you think I have my vodka at 5 o'clock every day?" Kris has even shown off her martini-making skills in an instructional YouTube video. And in a 2020 Keeping Up with the Kardashians confessional, daughter Khloe Kardashian griped about the Juiced Gals Giggle Fest in California's wine country. "This last winery is kind of our go-to whenever we come to Napa, so it's tradition to stop by. My mom, every time so far, gets her drunkest at the winery," Khloe gabbed. Clearly, they have amazing alcohol, because Chris is two sheets to the wind, as she would say. Concurring, sibling Kim also concluded, wasted. The insider adds, people in Chris's circle just think it's time for her to nip it while she can, for her sake and for theirs. News flashes. Family Guy voice actor Patrick Warburton says his mom hates the Body Fox series and once tried to get the cartoon canceled, even though his salary for playing cop Joe Swanson helps support her. Late Price is Right host Bob Barker's Hollywood Hills home sold for nearly $3.8 million, almost $900,000 more than its listing amount. The TV legend, who died last year at age 99, purchased the six-bedroom pad in 1969. CBS benched ex-quarterbacks Boomer Esiason and Phil Sims by kicking the brawny broadcasters from the NFL today. Esiason, age 63, has since inked a radio deal, while Sims, who's 68, is seeking another football-related gig. Harry's war of words, millions at stake as Harry digs deep in toxic new tell-all. Loose-lipped Prince Harry is gearing up to dish even more royal dirt in a sensational sequel to his blockbuster memoir Spare, sources squeal. Princess Diana's second-born son is emboldened by the success of his poison pen tell-all and the promise of another massive payday, but he's also feeling immense pressure to top the tome by pulling back palace curtains even further, insider snitch. Harry is embracing his role as a truth-teller and isn't holding back, a tipster tells the National Enquirer. He unapologetically shined a light on aspects of royal life that were previously shrouded in secrecy. Now he is being offered millions to write a sequel. Fans devoured more than 3.2 million copies of Spare, ranking it almost the most successful, one of the most successful autobiographies of all time. In the scathing book, the Duke of Sussex slams his dad, King Charles, for having trouble communicating, bashes stepmother Queen Camilla as a calculating harp, and pegs brother Prince William, England's future monarch, as a competitive hothead. A spokesperson for Harry insists the prince has no plans to write another memoir anytime soon. But a top publisher notes Harry's unparalleled success as an author has put pressure on him to delve deeper into the intricate web of family dynamics. At the moment, he might be saying he doesn't want to do it, but millions often change folks' minds. As Enquirer readers know, Harry and his American-born wife, Meghan, ditched royal duties in 2020 and settled in her home state of California. However, Spice Dish, henpecked Harry, and his diva duchess have floundered in their bid to build careers as Hollywood power players. Everything Harry and Meghan have done to make money has been a disaster. Her podcast tanked, and their deal with Netflix has yet to reveal a hit. The only thing either of them have done that have been a success is his book, A Mole Blabs. From the hardcover sales alone, Harry's made $27 million. Part two could potentially make even more. Sources point out the spotlight-seeking pair still needs to fund their lavish lifestyle, which includes the $15 million Montecito mansion where they're raising their two kids, son Archie, age 5, and daughter Lilibet, who's 2. Meanwhile, others suggest Harry might use a second carefully worded book as a potential peace offering to weasel his way back into the good graces of his estranged family as Charles and William's wife Kate each fight undisclosed forms of cancer. Meghan's money pit harasses hubby for help funding lifestyle brand. Money-hungry Duchess Meghan's new lifestyle brand is barely out of the wrapper, but sources say she's panicking the much-criticized enterprise will go bust and is demanding henpecked hubby Harry ride to the rescue. Meghan's still talking a good game in public, but behind the scenes, it's a very different story, spills a snitch. There's no doubt all the criticism is really getting to her. The former Suits actress announced the launch of her brand, American Riviera Orchard, in March, but it quickly faced backlash over the first run of Meghan's homemade strawberry jam when fans spotted labels peeling off jars in photos posted on social media. The fact that so many people are savaging her brand already is a terrible sign, and the worry is that all this ridicule is going to tarnish it before it's even fully out of the starting block, says the mole. Even worse, there's growing speculation investors aren't lining up to plunk dough into the venture, which our sources say has thrown Megan into a tizzy. She's making a big effort not to let anyone see her sweat, but people in her circle are whispering there are a lot more problems than she's letting on, says the mole. And she's said to be turning the screws on Harry to help bring in backers. Harry's being tasked with turning things around before it's too late, confides the tipster. He's not used to pestering his contacts for money except for charity, but the word is Megan's demanding he start calling in some favors. The Royal Renegades recently made a splash at the Royal Salute Polo Challenge to benefit Centibel, a charity Harry co-founded that supports children in Lesotho and Botswana. According to our spy, the Duke of Sussex was talking up his wife's new venture to the mega-rich donors who attended the event in posh Wellington, Florida. It's clearly out of Harry's comfort zone, but he's doing his best to keep Meghan happy, says the source. He always does what she tells him to do, and there's a lot riding on her Goop lifestyle knockoff. So as you might imagine, the stress level right now for Meghan and everyone else involved with the brand is through the roof. Jenna throws Hoda under the bus, bears bizarre crush on Jerry. Today's show upstart Jenna Bush Hager's relentless digs at veteran Hoda Kotb have sparked tension on the set of the Morning Gab Fest that could explode into an all-out war, say sources. In their latest on-air spat, Jenna, age 42, humiliated Hoda, age 59, by calling her out for stalking Jerry Seinfeld. "Did you know that Hoda used to stand outside your apartment building?" Jenna asked the 70-year-old comic when he appeared on their Social Dilemma segment. Hoda tried to muffle Jenna, asking her, with tongue-in-cheek, not to delve into my dark past. But Jenna seemed to take glee in pushing the matter. "She used to just wait outside and hope she could get a glimpse of you," she added. Hoda seemed to laugh it off, but our sources say she wasn't happy. "Jerry was gracious enough to say being stalked by Hoda was the nicest thing I've heard all day," at which point Jenna called it a little creepy. Once again, Hoda laughed, but according to a set insider, she's getting tired of Jenna picking on her. "They seemed like they were getting along for a while, but lately their nerves are snapping," says the mole. Hoda and Jenna have been paired up on today's fourth hour for 5 years, but the insider says Jenna feels underappreciated working in Hoda's shadow. Adding insult to injury, Hoda makes more than twice Jenna's $4 million a year paycheck. As the National Enquirer has reported, the awkward situation has audiences and staffers turning on Jenna. "Things are actually so bad that bosses have demanded Jenna start playing nice," says the spy. Seinfeld tremors have his fans all shook up. Beloved comic Seinfeld appeared to be suffering uncontrollable tremors during a recent interview, triggering fears he may be hiding the onset of Parkinson's disease or another serious condition. While chatting with interviewer Graham Benzinger, Jerry, age 70, talked about his family and promoted his movie Unfrosted, but something looked terribly off kilter. "He has a tremor," said one viewer, while another asked, "When did he start having motor issues?" Ironically, Jerry is known to be one of the fittest celebrities of his generation. Last summer, the dad of daughter Sasha, age 23, and sons Julian, 21, and Shepherd, age 18, showcased his taut torso as he relaxed in Saint-Tropez with Jessica, age 52, that's his wife. Jerry's appearance in this TV interview is a big talking point that's got a lot of folks rattled and worried, says an insider. "He didn't seem his usual healthy self, and everyone's waiting for him to clarify what's going on. Seeing him trembling and shaking like that was seriously shocking." Experts consulted by the National Enquirer say the sitcom legend's palsy-like movements are no joke. It could be a sign of Parkinson's disease or the sign of an essential tremor, notes New York internist Dr. Stuart Fisher. In either case, he should seek an immediate diagnosis so the condition can be treated appropriately and not get worse. Fisher says an essential tremor happens when a person is not otherwise moving, while Parkinson's shaking occurs during attempts to move. Essential tremor is what Katharine Hepburn had, says Fisher. It can be treated with beta blockers. Parkinson's is more serious, and its effects can be seen in the heartbreaking decline of actor Michael J. Fox. Longevity expert Dr. Gabe Merkin says Jerry's shaking could be Parkinson's. Parkinson's disease is associated with the lack of neurotransmitter dopamine, he adds. So-called dopamine agonists do help control symptoms, but they lose their effectiveness within a year or two. We don't have any treatments that work long-term. The insider adds, Jerry's got millions of fans fearful he could be hiding something, or perhaps he's unaware of the problem and needs to go get himself checked out. Kramer's out of the doghouse. Shamed Seinfeld star Michael Richards has emerged from hiding 18 years after the scandal that derailed his career, and Jerry Seinfeld is welcoming him back with open arms. Jerry greeted Kramer on the red carpet of Unfrosted, and sources say he wanted to send the message his 74-year-old pal has paid enough penance for the 2006 racist rant that left him a Hollywood pariah. Jerry's decision to hug Michael was very calculated, reveals an insider. He was trying to throw his star power around in favor of his old friend, believing enough time has passed for him to re-enter the industry. Jerry, who's 70, was not so magnanimous in the aftermath of Michael's rant, in which he called two black hecklers at a stand-up show in L.A. the N-word. At the time, Jerry said he was sick over the extremely offensive remarks. In Michael's new memoir, Entrance and Exits, he describes how the incident drove him on a lifelong spiritual quest. He admits, I busted up after the event. It broke me down. But now, our insider says, Jerry feels that Michael has done his time. More news flashes. Kelly Osbourne says her brother Jack once shot her in the leg and I almost died. Jack admitted on a podcast that he plugged his sister with a pellet gun. It was like someone putting a hot poker through my leg, complained Kelly. Fashion is thumbing its nose at politics. Anna Wintour cut a mega bucks deal with the owners of TikTok to fund her Met Gala, even though the U.S. government has signed off on a bill to ban the Chinese-owned app or force its sale. And that's it for this episode of The National Enquirer. I'm Anjanette Levy. Thanks so much for being with us. I'll see you back here next time.